This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get back, Loretta, 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Ralph Brennan's going to spend an hour with us. Ian McNulty is normally with us on Friday. A little table talk, but he's out today. He was with us yesterday. If you missed it, you can always go to download the podcast or wherever you get your podcast and hear it. But Ralph Brennan's going to spend an hour. It's going to be interesting to talk to him about the Brennan Restaurant Group and coming back after Katrina and what it's like to run, I think, at six different restaurants, which can't be easy. Right now, it's Alex Hammerstone that joins us, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
Doing great up here in Cleveland. How you been?
I'm okay. I think last time we were talking, I got a text about a wonderful job opportunity that was awaiting me.
So those are incredibly common. You know, as we always kind of discuss, you know, a lot of these scams are pretty similar kind of in their function, but they use a different pretext or kind of a different way to get you to click or fall for the scam. And, you know, these days, I think a lot of people are looking for jobs, and scammers know that. So they'll take advantage of that to try to trick you into stealing your information or stealing your money. And there are a number of ways that they work, right? So kind of out of the blue, you'll get a message saying that your resume has been found by an employer, you know, or a recruiter, and they're interested in you. And from there, they'll try to get information from you. They may just try to get you to apply. And if you think about job applications, there's a lot of information there that you'll use to steal someone's identity. Or there are other types of scams, too, where they may pretend to hire you and then send you a large check to buy office equipment and ask you to send the overage back. And then, of course, later you find out that was a bad check. So it really is becoming more insidious, but just another way that scammers are after your wallet.
I get a text every day, it seems like, from one political group or the other about they're doing this, this one's doing that, that one's doing that. I always delete and report as junk. But I don't know if that's just political motivation or is that part of a scam or what. I think they have a link that I'm supposed to click on. I never do. Tell me, is that part of a scam or is that just political stuff?
The answer is yes and no, right?
Okay.
So, you know, some of them are legitimate. You know, I live in a, a state that tends to have pretty contentious elections.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get tons of, unsolicited text messages from candidates or lobbying groups or PACs or so on. And those are, legal. Although, scammers will send the same kind of message, right? So they'll kind of disguise their messages, to look like the legitimate ones. Which is really what scammers do, right? The scams only work because there are legitimate messages of the same type that they can kind of use to cloak their activity.
Now, I got this one that really is very important. State of Louisiana Department of Vehicles, DMV, final notice enforcement penalties begin on August 12th. I have an outstanding traffic ticket, blah, 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 blah. Is that true? Is that true?
It very well may be, but it's unlikely. I will say I have a close, I'll just call them a friend. It is me that has got a letter about a traffic enforcement ticket. And if it's legitimate, right, they keep sending these messages, but it's really tough for anyone to tell if it's a legitimate mail or email or what have you. Now, I will say that, most states, most municipalities are not going to send a notification about a ticket by text.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come in the mail.
I did have a traffic ticket that was pending, and I also received a letter from an attorney offering to get me out of it for a fee, et cetera, et cetera. And I called the number, and he appeared to be legitimate, but that made me think that that's public information. So if he could get it, then I would think whoever was trying to scam me over the phone could get it, because what this scammer was saying on the phone did not match up with what the ticket said.
Absolutely true. And anyone who's ever been in an accident, knows that those records are public information, because you get an absolute barrage of, letters in the mail from attorneys that are looking to represent you. Mm-hmm. And so anything that is public information, when you think about it, the more accurate a scam is, the more likely someone's going to fall for it. Scammers usually just use kind of the law of averages, right? So they'll send out 10,000 text messages, about an accident, and some percent of people that receive it will have been in an accident. But if they can get the list of people, who've been in an accident, then it's much easier for them to trick all these people, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if a scammer has legitimate data about you, it makes the whole scam feel much more realistic, and people are much more likely to fall for it.
Because you're thinking, well, wait a minute, I do have a ticket, and it is due. However, now as I scroll down, the text from a different number says that final enforcement is going to begin on July 30th. The later text said, August the 12th. So again, the message changes, I guess, right?
It does. Another thing, at least around here lately, we've seen people receiving messages about jury duty. So somebody's called for jury duty, has a legitimate reason not to be able to do it. And then a few months later, they'll get a message saying that, there's a warrant out for their arrest because they missed jury duty, and they can kind of pay the fine online. So in those cases, again, the notification is just not going to come by text. That's not how it works. So if you get something suspicious like that, if it comes from the state or the county or the parish or what have you, just call their local office, right? I mean, they'll help you out. So, call them and ask them. And they'll oftentimes kind of let you know that it is a scam and not to engage with the scammer.
I am so glad you said that, because I have a jury duty notice to appear on Monday. But I can call this afternoon to see if I'm needed or not, and I would have forgotten about that had you not mentioned that. So thank you, Alex.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's a good one. Hopefully it's something you can write a book about, right?
Hopefully I'm not needed. That would be ideal for me, because I've been called a couple of times. That's what you get for voting. Taking a break, picking it up. We come back. Alex Hammerstone, our guest, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, about these fake texts. If you have any questions or comments, text them, 504-260-1870. To me, you will not get a text back trying to scam you, but I will pass it along to Alex. We always like to hear about the latest ones that are going around, and sometimes we can't cover them all. 852-8-9, traffic, WWL. It is 8:57 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Alex Hammerstone, advisory. You've been on enough, you'd think I'd know. Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Somebody texted in and said, I keep getting texts wanting to know what I would spend the money on if someone was deposited in my, if some money was deposited in my account. A few days ago, I was offered $2.5 million to be deposited in my PayPal account. I didn't respond. Well, that's pretty smart of the texter. I think as soon as anybody offers you $2.5 million for nothing, it's best that the radar goes off, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just not right. I mean, if it seems too good to be true, it's going to be too good to be true. You know, if you really do have an inheritance, which is unlikely, right, we didn't know about, it's going to come in the form of a letter from an attorney, right? It's not going to be a random text message. It's not going to be deposited in your PayPal and so on and so forth.
And I've seen enough movies to know a guy's not going to show up saying, hey, do you know where Tim is? I'm looking for Tim. He's got an inheritance waiting for him. I know that's not going to happen either, right?
It would be nice. It would certainly be nice.
Normally, they're looking for you for some reason, and it's not that. Give me some final words for people when it relates to these texts, because the one I got about the job is, you know, we reviewed your credentials, and if I had not been in a job where, you know, I want to be for the rest of my life, I probably might have responded to it. But it's about, we checked your credentials, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me.
I think it's unfortunate that, you know, a really valuable means of communication, which is the telephone and text messaging, have really been ruined really for everybody because we get so many scams. And the thing is, really, it's you've got to just ignore it. It's unfortunate, but if you get an unexpected message, especially if it seems too good to be true, we got to just delete it and ignore it.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. Have a good day, as always. 8:59, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll spend an hour with Ralph Brennan, who owns, I think, six restaurants in the city with the Ralph Brennan Restaurant Group. And we'll talk about running the restaurants, all of that's involved in that, and also coming back after Katrina and more. Should be pretty interesting. Ian McNulty's not here. He couldn't be here, but he will be back next Friday. He was with us yesterday. Back in a flash with Ralph Brennan on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.